Lincoln South Food Hall in Bellevue. Fitness for foodies. From carb-loving meat eaters to vegan and everything in between, we've got you covered. Grab a quick lunch or come for happy hour. You'll leave craving more. Order online at LincolnSFH.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Bobby is on the phone for a second date update today, and according to his email, something happened to Bobby on his date that hasn't happened to him in almost a decade.
Okay.
And he is still hurting because of it.
Wait, what?
Bobby, you still walking funny? How you doing?
I don't know what you mean by that, but I mean, I felt better.
Know is my mind is in places that we cannot discuss this during our radio show.
It might be a lot more tame than what you're thinking.
Okay.
Before we get into what happened to your body, Bobby, let's talk about your date. What's her name?
Her name is Shayna.
Shayna, all right. And how did you meet Shayna?
I met her through a friend at like this happy hour thing, and she was really cute, and she asked me out, which I thought was a pretty bold move.
Oh, that's nice. I feel like that's really refreshing and a move that more women should do.
Totally.
It kind of caught me off guard, but it was cool, you know?
Okay. Right. And you, so said, you said yes, I assume.
I absolutely said yes, because I thought she was really cute.
Awesome.
And then things happened to your body.
Puberty hit him right there.
Yeah.
Can we stop saying it that way? I mean, you're making it sound really dirty.
Tell us about the date. I mean, I saw in your email what happened during your date, but, you know, tell us a little bit about it.
So we went on a date. We went to, like, a casual Italian place, you know, and she was funny, you know? I mean, she was funny in a good way, you know? I mean, like I was really at ease with her, and we had a really fun time. It was very comfortable, and it didn't feel like a date. It felt like, you know, it felt like I don't want to say I'd known her, but felt really comfortable with her.
Yeah, those good. Are good things.
So we went in, we both ordered the same thing.
Cute.
On purpose?
it wasn't like a planned thing, but it happened. But I got the wrong dish. So I'm a vegetarian, okay? And we both got lasagna, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I got her lasagna, and I freaked out a little bit.
Oh, hers with the meat in it.
Are you one of those vegetarians that's going to throw a fit in the middle of the restaurant because they forgot?
Well, actually, I am that vegetarian. I mean, I mean, this is what happened, right? The waiter mixed it up. I had hers. She had mine. It was kind of an odd thing. But it's been years since I put any meat in my mouth, my body.
Yeah. Okay, boys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, put a little meat in your mouth. You haven't done it in years. It can wreak havoc.
And then your body changes.
It rejects that.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, how long did it take you to figure out that there was meat in there? Like, one bite, right?
No, I was in it a little bit. I wasn't thinking because we were talking, you know?
Okay. So, for someone who hasn't eaten meat in a long time, that's got to freak you out a little bit.
It freaks out my body, man. Like, I got loud. I pushed the table. I wasn't, like, swearing at the waiter or anything.
It's like you turned into an animal by eating an animal.
Pretty much. I just really was upset at the situation, and she must have been scared, right? So
yeah.
I had to go to the restroom. I mean, I puked it up, but I mean, I didn't tell her I puked it up. But
so wait, why are you a vegetarian? Because that's extreme.
Well, it just doesn't really work with my body well. Like, and being away from it for so long, your body gets accustomed to not having any meat, you know?
Okay. Is it just the health reasons? Did you explain to her what was going on, or did you just...
That's a good question.
Like, throw the table back and then go start puking in the bathroom?
Well, I explained to her, and she obviously understood. But here I am on this date with this great girl, and I'm going to go to the bathroom and puke. You know, like, it's kind of like...
I mean, no matter what, if you're on a date and you start to have a tantrum at the restaurant, that could cause somebody not to call you back.
I mean, but here's the thing. I didn't know she'd be there when I got back, when I got out of the bathroom. But she was.
Wow, that's
okay.
Good.
Wait, so you think you were able to recover from that?
Yeah. She was very apologetic. Yeah. You know, like, I'm sorry this happened. Like, I feel really bad, you know, and... She understood I was upset about it, but any girl could have just bailed on the date. She was barely cool about it. And then it kind of took off again, like we just were having a good time again, you know?
Awesome.
Okay.
Did you finish the meat lasagna?
No, I did not. They brought us new dishes out for us.
Good,
Okay.
But it might not have been the same. Like, I think it wasn't the same, but maybe it was the same. Maybe it wasn't as good. I'm not really sure. It's hard to tell.
Well, how were things at the end of the date?
So at the end of the date, I paid. We walked her to the car. We agreed that, you know, the next time we'd go out, we'd go to a vegetarian restaurant.
You hopped on your bike and then yelled at her for driving a vehicle that runs on fossil fuels.
Not exactly, but so I made the comment about going to the vegetarian restaurant, and she laughed a bit, but she agreed.
Is she also a vegetarian? I never heard that part.
No, she's not.
Okay.
She ordered her lasagna with meat, so I would imagine she's not a vegetarian.
Okay.
Unless she's a naughty vegetarian.
Yeah. So have you heard from her?
I've not heard from her, and I need your guys' help on this. Like, man, I don't understand. I've called her and I texted her, and I thought it was really cool, and now it's not. Okay. You know, it's obviously she's not getting back to me. Something's going on.
And it seemed like she wanted to go out again.
Yeah, like maybe the vegetarian comment was too much, but I was like, yeah, we'll go to a vegetarian restaurant next time, and so this won't happen, you know, like kind of making light of the sour part of the night.
Yeah.
But she did say she wanted to go out again, that she agreed to go out again.
Okay. Hmm. All right, well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Bobby is on the phone, and Bobby thinks that his date was ruined when he went into veggie rage. Yep, bad case of veggie rage.
Uh-oh.
If you don't know what veggie rage is, it's when a vegetarian accidentally gets some meat and then they fly off the handle, otherwise known as meat shock. He also went into meat shock.
Okay.
There's a bunch of different terms for it, but
thank you, Dr. Jubal.
Bobby was on a date with a girl named Shayna, who he met through mutual friends, and he's a vegetarian. She isn't. They both ordered lasagna. He got meat lasagna and then proceeded to freak out in the restaurant. And then he went to puke out the meat and came back to the table. He says that he thinks he recovered, but he thinks the fact that he got so upset because he was accidentally given some meat is the reason that he's not getting a call back. And we're about to call her and find out why. All right, Bobby, are you ready?
Yes.
Or did me just telling that story send you into meat shock again?
Yeah, right?
Come on.
Well, Bobby, I mean,
sounds
we gotta
like you're upset.
Know.
Yep, there it is, meat shock.
Was this an isolated incident, or is this something where you have a problem controlling your emotions?
I mean, I don't think I have a problem controlling my emotions. It's just not cool that that happened. It's,
yeah.
It's not.
Right. Well,
all
if you haven't had meat, you said almost 10 years since you haven't had meat, so I can understand being in the moment and getting a little angry.
That's
but
huge.
We'll find out if that is the reason that she's not calling back. Are you ready?
I'm totally ready.
Okay, I'm dialing your number now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Shayna, please?
This is Shayna.
Hey, Shayna, how are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Shayna.
Have you heard of the show before?
Not really.
It sounds like you're a hardcore listener to me, Shayna.
Sorry. Are you sure you're calling the right Shayna?
I think I am. Is this a Shayna that went on a date with a dude named Bobby recently?
Oh, gosh.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is Shayna. Why are you asking about Bobby?
Well, because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and end up not calling them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened. And Bobby emailed us because he told us about your date, and he said that he would love to see you again, but you're not answering any of his phone calls or text messages.
there's more to the story than that.
Yeah. We did talk to him, and he told us about how he's a vegetarian, and they accidentally switched up your lasagnas. And he ate the meat lasagna instead and then got a little angry at the restaurant. Mm-hmm. He also figures that's the reason that you don't want to go out with him again. But he also said at the end of the date that you said you wanted to.
He said he got a little angry at the restaurant.
Well, he said...
I will say, like, it sounded like he got really angry from his description. Like, he pushed the table.
Yeah.
He yelled.
Yeah.
All of that. That and more.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know what it's like to be a vegetarian or whatever. And so I wasn't inside of his body. All I could tell you is what I saw. Sitting at the table, I mean,
yeah.
He like leapt up, pushed the table away, is like spitting everywhere. She's like yelling in the restaurant. It was like, have you all seen a rabbit animal before?
A rabbit animal?
Yeah, he was foaming at the mouth.
Oh.
Like he was possessed with beef lasagna.
So he said that it was bad, but it sounds like it was even worse than what he was describing.
I don't know. I would be embarrassed if I behaved that way. At one point, he got up and was like, oh, my God, there's cow in my body. And
There's cow in my body.
Anybody who doesn't know that he's a vegetarian and just ate meat would be like, what is going? What is that guy on?
That's
I want
a
some.
Really good steak.
Yeah.
You guys are laughing at it, and honestly, it sounds too funny to be true, but being there was not so funny.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
I mean, he even said that when he went to the bathroom to puke up the cow, that he expected you to be gone when he got back to the table and you were still there, which gave him an indication that you were cool with it.
You know, it's like I wasn't into it, but I did feel like, you know, hey, we came on the date together and I didn't know what type of mental state he was in or physical state. I wanted to
so you were scared and you wanted to just stay there until the end of the date.
Yeah, I just wanted to see it through, make sure he was okay, going to get home safe, you know.
Okay, so he told us that he recovered after that and that you guys went back to, like, talking and laughing and having a good time. Is that not true?
Yeah, so there's two sides to the story, clearly.
Really? Oh.
I mean, I guess from his perspective, I guess it might have seemed that way. I mean, I was just trying to be calm and be like, they brought a new set of lasagna that was vegetarian and he ate it. And I was just being calm and like not trying to obviously watch my watch and check the time. I met him through friends and I saw him and I was like, wow, he's really great. You know, sometimes you can go out on a date for the first time with someone. You set up a phone-a-friend situation where you're like, hey, this might go bad. So just in case, call me at this time. I didn't think I need to do that. So I didn't really have a phone-a-friend to dial. I was just kind of stuck until it was over.
Oh, my God. And I'd be so embarrassed sitting there. Like, yeah. The server keeps coming to your table.
You know what's funny is that when people act crazy like that, everyone just gets afraid of them. And they're like, well, let's just give them what they want. It was an adult temper tantrum. So everyone was just like pandering to his whatever. And again, I'm not a vegetarian, but like, is it really that serious?
I mean, I can see why, but anytime you're flipping tables and stuff.
Yeah, but how good of a vegetarian are you that you're like halfway through a meat lasagna and you just now realize it? I feel like you're a pretty crappy vegetarian.
I would happen to agree.
Well, you know what we could ask if it's that big of a deal, Shayna? We could ask him because he's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
He's what?
Shayna, seriously?
Uh-oh.
Like, you're basically saying I'm drama.
Is this Bobby?
Yeah. Surprise. Like you said, I've been listening this whole time.
Oh, well, hi, Bobby. How are you?
Hi, Shayna. Like, I'm a rabid animal.
You know, I want to feel bad, but I didn't say anything that you didn't already know.
No. Do you know what it's like to have something foreign in your body that you shouldn't have in your body?
You're asking a woman that? I think she's going to say yes. I don't know.
That's just a weird way to put it.
No, I'm just saying, I was violated. Like, you know what it's like to be allergic to anything?
Drama kings, I need you to relax.
You guys, you know, this is all getting out of control. I mean, I deserve a little bit more respect here. You know, it started out with, like, veggie rage, and now you guys are like, you know, I'm into flipping tables. It's like, I wasn't flipping tables. I just pushed a table. Big deal. I just got up, like, in a rush. What if you were allergic to, like, peanuts or something and it was in your food? Like, wouldn't that, you know, like, freak you out? You know what I'm saying?
You're not actually allergic.
Okay, fine. But what if you weren't allergic? Like, what if they put peanuts in your souffle and you didn't want them there? Like, wouldn't you be upset?
Peanuts in your souffle.
I don't think I would jump over a table and yell at everyone in the restaurant, though.
I didn't jump over a table.
Bobby, don't you have to take some of the blame here? Like, if they put a beef lasagna in front of me, it's pretty easy to see that there's beef in it.
Right. Blame the victim. It's so typical of this society. Like, vegetarians never catch a break.
No.
Bobby, why don't you look at the lasagna first? Like, you know, I was looking at Shayna's pretty. I shouldn't look down on my plate while I was eating the meat. It's like big deal, but like it was two bites. It's like the girl's pretty. I was looking right at her.
I mean, that's a good point.
That's a compliment, Shayna.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that was the angriest compliment I've ever heard.
Yeah.
You're pretty, okay?
It's so frustrating. It's like, you guys are all against me. I mean, like, even Jubal's, like, franking on me at the start of this. This is crazy.
I mean, I'm sorry that you're going through all of this. It's just all too much for me. I don't think our personalities or dietary needs match up very well.
Come on, Shayna. I mean, I know there's a lot of drama here, and I know, but you said at the end of the day that you still wanted to go out. Like, you said that.
Yeah, Shayna, that's a good question. Would you like to go out with Bobby on a second date? We will pay for it.
I'm going to go with no.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Really? You said you wanted to go out again.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know what I was saying. I was just thinking how to, like, end the date, honestly.
Oh.
I can't believe you lied to me. You lied to me. Don't lie to a vegetarian.
What?
If there's one thing vegetarians like, it's vegetables and the truth, I guess.
That's fine. You guys just keep laughing. Just keep laughing at me. I'm over it. I'm going to leave.
Well, okay. All right, Bobby, I guess Shayna, I guess he's gone.
He's
I'm sorry that you missed out on that opportunity, Shayna, for a second date with him.
Yeah, I really think it's the one that got away.
Yeah, I think so.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592. It says, vegetarians are always so angry. talking about today's second date update. If you missed it, Bobby wasn't getting a call back from Shayna, and he knew he wasn't getting a call back because he got kind of upset at a restaurant. He was served meat lasagna, and he's a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. I guess he threw up and then got upset at the restaurant. He admitted that, but when we got her on the phone, she told us that his tantrum was much worse than just a tiny little freak out. Because he's a vegetarian, and he was served meat lasagna. He started cursing at the staff and throwing furniture around the restaurant.
Yikes.
And he said she didn't understand, because he's been a vegetarian for so long, and they violated him. They put something in his body that he didn't want there.
Yeah. Foreign.
Yeah, and basically she thought he was overreacting and was very immature and just a very angry vegetarian.
My favorite text that we've got in so far is, making fun of someone for not eating animals is the worst things I've heard on this show. Keep eating your animals. It shows. I've seen Brooke's body.
Yeah.
You're no vegetarian. So,
excuse me, that is two children and copious amounts of alcohol. That has nothing to do with meat.
No second date for them. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.